take a sound, any sound, record it, and then change its nature by a multiplicity of operations. You record it at different speeds, you play it backwards, you add it to itself over and over again. You adjust filters, echoes, acoustic qualities, you combine segments of magnetic tape. By these means and many others, you can create sounds which no one has ever heard before.
From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest. But for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there.
Guys, give it up for your next comedian, second to last comedian of the night, Mr. Ian Ellis.
That shit was like awkward and weird. Shut up. I ain't gotta walk in here, half the goddamn room is gone. Where'd they go? Everybody just came to see the gay dude from the Olive Garden? you could have gone to the Olive Garden for that. You got $5, all the soup and salad you could eat. This shit is great. It's working, that motherfucker. We called it bread dicks. Yo, I need 6 bread dicks for 10 to 7. It's totally different with that dude, because he means it. You want some bread dicks? Seriously, I'll suck your dick in the bathroom. Goes great with Merlot. That's like a deep cut, because you gotta really know your wines when you work. You gotta practice your table talk where you walk up and you're like, this is a nice Chianti, and it complements the flavors of the oak, and have it with your spaghetti. It's been a tough week. I'm pretty sure I killed my dad. I don't know how your week is going. Sometimes you lock your keys in your car. Fucking, you leave a light on, and you're like, idiot! I killed my father. He was dying. He had terminal stomach cancer. And then he had chemo. He got real weak and real small. And then I got bronchitis or walking pneumonia. You know, the doctor's diagnosis was very vague. I'm going to go with bronchitis because I ate all my antibiotics. And then I had Thanksgiving. It was like last Thanksgiving with my father. Got to be there. Unless I maybe gave him pneumonia. I don't know. That's what he got a couple days later. It's okay, guys. It's my day. When your dad dies, you can make whatever jokes you want. These are the jokes I'm going to make. Some of them I don't want my family to hear, because I'm kind of like, his last words were, enough. He was in so much suffering, like he was ready to go. But technically his last words were like, oh, jeez. That's like super fucking dark. And I don't necessarily want my sister to hear that. I'm gonna take a break and come back to the subject. Everybody's been shitting on straight white males all night. I'm a straight white male. You know what that means? That means I'm the best. The apex predators of this goddamn planet. We should applaud every time we walk onto a stage. And I was uncomfortable, gay rights, black rights, women's rights. That's just shit we gave you.
Oh, shit.
There's no fucking war. The straight white male has never been defeated. You didn't take us down. It's just a moment where we're like, yeah, I'm kind of being a dick. Let him go. Here's the thing about Trump that's gonna blow your fucking mind, all right? Straight white males, most slavery of all time, most genocide of all time, most just trickery, we're evil. We're the worst villains of history. People still like us more than women, so. Before you get all judgy, you might want to think about what you're doing as a nagging wife.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up and suck that dick a little more. I know it hurts, but it's like Hillary Clinton was like the smartest bitch ever, and they were like, we'd rather have Trump. And how much we fucking hate these hoes. Fuck that bitch. He was in the ICU. It was great because he had like a sense of humor to the end. Like he was still fucking flirting with bitches and he was trying to mac down the nurses. I was like, yeah, there's a catheter in your dick. You can't. At one point the catheter got clogged with blood and they're like, usually that doesn't happen. It's so small. I was like, did you just say my dad got a little dick? My dad was like, I gotta get up and pee. He just whipped his robe off and my wife saw his whole dick. I was like, honey, don't look at that. And my dad was like, it's fine, she's family. This is some alpha shit to be like, look at my cock. I had him in the ICU, I'm dying, my dick's all shriveled, still bigger than yours, bitch. I'm still your father, look at my big dick. As he was dying, I was trying to like give him hope. And I was like, all you gotta do is last longer than the cancer. Unless your son gives you pneumonia. I was like, and look at what the fuck you're doing to cancer every day. Just going in there getting chemo. That cancer is sitting in your stomach going, you are a fucking asshole! God damn it, chemo again? Go fuck yourself. And then, you know, the cancer won. I'm gonna end on this, assisted suicide. I am for it. My mother is Christian, conservative, Republican, and as we sat there watching my father take his last breath, we were both just like, there should be a more humane way to do this. My mother was like, I mean, you do put your pets down. And I was like, Mom, are you talking about putting Dad down? And she's like, well, he is suffering, and we did love Buffy. But it's a tough one, because it's like, you know, for whatever moral or philosophical reason, you know, everybody's just like, you just gotta let nature take its process. You gotta let nature do its thing. Nature fucking stinks. Nature is awful, okay? Nature is if you just went outside right now and you had to live in that. Right? It's snowy and it's cold. Fuck nature. Right? My dad died and I got creeped out because I don't like touching a dead body. And I was just like, animals eat dead bodies every day. Fuck nature. These are some savage fucking creatures. I'm a human. I have Angry Birds on my iPhone. Fuck this shit. We have more dignity. Fuck nature. All right. My name's Ian Ellis. I'm having a good night.
Bartenders of the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation. It's Bayat. It's the beat to keep. It's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old-time lowdown and like an ancient civilization's the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat and servants spinning pottery to a beat.
Hey Ian, it's Dad. I was just calling to see how you guys made out last night with the comedy, how it went and all that stuff. You're probably maybe still at work or you're home and you're crashed because you've been going for 4 or 5 days. Love you. Just give me a check and a call when you have a chance to. So, bye.
See that star? You mean the bright red one, his daughter asks in return. Yes, you know, it might not be there anymore. It might be gone by now. Exploded or something. Its light is still crossing space, just reaching our eyes now. But we don't see it as it is. We see it as it was. Many people experience a stirring sense of wonder when they first confront this simple truth. Why? Why should it be so compelling? The immense distances to the stars and the galaxies mean that we see everything in space in the past. Some as they were before the Earth came to be. Telescopes are time machines. Long ago, when an early galaxy began to pour light out into the surrounding darkness, no witness could have known that billions of years later, some remote clumps of rock and metal, ice and organic molecules, would fall together to make a place called Earth, or that life would arise and thinking beings evolve, who would one day capture a little of that galactic light and try to puzzle out what had sent it on its way. We can recognize here a shortcoming, in some circumstances serious, in our ability to understand the world. Characteristically, willy-nilly, we seem compelled to project our own nature onto nature. Man, in his arrogance, thinks himself a great work worthy of the interposition of a deity. Darwin wrote telegraphically in his notebook, more humble, and I think truer, to consider him created from animals. We're Johnny-come-latelys. We live in the cosmic boondocks. We emerged from microbes and muck. Apes are our cousins. Our thoughts and feelings are not fully under our own control. There may be much smarter and very different beings elsewhere. And on top of all this, we're making a mess of our planet and becoming a danger to ourselves. The trapdoor beneath our feet swings open. We find ourselves in bottomless free fall. We are lost in a great darkness, and there's no one to send out a search party. Given so harsh a reality, of course we're tempted to shut our eyes and pretend that we're safe and snug at home, that the fall is only a bad dream. If it takes a little myth and ritual to get us through a night that seems endless, who among us cannot sympathize and understand? We long to be here for a purpose, even though, despite much self-deception, none is evident. The significance of our lives and our fragile planet is then determined only by our own wisdom and courage. We are the custodians of life's meaning. We long for a parent to care for us, to forgive us our errors, to save us from our childish mistakes. But knowledge is preferable to ignorance. Better by far to embrace the hard truth than a reassuring fable. Modern science has been a voyage into the unknown, with a lesson in humility waiting at every stop. Our common sense intuitions can be mistaken. Our preferences don't count. We do not live in a privileged reference frame. If we crave some cosmic purpose, then let us find ourselves a worthy goal.